When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Here for the Crack with me, Emma Neal. I hope you're all doing good. Oh my god, guys, this week was the week where Spotify Wrapped came along. That's 3 years now of getting to see all the like Spotify Wrapped from you guys and just seeing everyone's like top podcasts. And also when you're a podcaster, you also, so I get my Spotify Wrapped like as a music listener, I'm as a podcast listener, in the same way you guys do, but I also get like a podcaster Spotify Wrapped where you get all these kind of like cool analytics from the other side of it. And oh my god, it's just like honestly baffling to me every year. It makes me so emotional, it makes me so overwhelmed, like seeing all your stories and everything. I cannot thank you enough, and all your messages and everything. Like, I can't, the amount of people being like, girl, you got me through 2023. When I don't think you guys actually understand that you got me through 2023. Like, if I didn't have this little community and this thing we've got going, and I didn't have that reason every week to keep going, like, oh my god, I just can't imagine not having it, honestly. I love you guys so much. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna get emotional because I told myself I won't. But I couldn't be more grateful for all of you. Thank you so much for coming along on this journey, listening to me ramble, listening to me talk shit, being through the highs and lows, like learning all the lessons, and of course still continuing to learn and to grow. Just thank you so much for doing that with me. I honestly, it means the world. Anyway, I hope you guys all had a lovely weekend and a nice week. It is officially December. It is festive season. I feel like I don't get Christmassy until it is December. Like, once you get the advent calendars out, that's me. It's festive season. I'll watch Christmas movies every weekend. I have a few that I go back to recurringly, and I have to watch them every year. Like, it's an essential. I've already watched one of them, actually. I watched Elf last week. What are my other ones that I have to watch? I have to watch Nativity, number one. It's the best. Oh my god, that is my favorite movie ever. What else? I swear there's a couple and I have to watch them every year. I love Arthur Christmas. I'm a sucker for a good wholesome cartoon movie, and Arthur Christmas really hits the spot. The Grinch, of course, and I also love The Polar Express. Am I missing anything out? No, I think they're like my top. Did I say about five there? That's my top five Christmas films. Have to watch them every year. We don't have our Christmas decorations up just yet. My mum doesn't do it too early. She doesn't like doing it too early. And you know what? Because she's not doing it this weekend, it's not going to get done now. Like, she's away. She goes away with work next week and then is away at the weekend. It's not going to get done till halfway through December, which to me is completely criminal. If I had it my way, they'd be up already. I think a good timing is the first weekend in December, or, well, this year it would have worked out really well because it's Friday, the 1st of December, so you would have put them up this weekend and you would have had them for the whole of December. But I think it's acceptable to do the weekend before if it fell on, let's say the 1st of December fell on a Tuesday, you know, then you can do it the weekend before, so it's a little bit at the end of November. I think that's acceptable, but I wouldn't want them up for like the full 2 months. That's a bit much. But yeah, first day of advent calendars today. I went all out and got everyone nice advent calendars this year, which was really fun. But I myself have a good few advent calendars on the go, which is exciting. I've got a Bird and Blend tea one, which comes with two tea bags, like two of the same flavour of tea bags every day, which is really nice because you can have it with someone or you can just do like one in the morning, one at night. I've got the Bird and Blend matcha one as well. Comes with the cutest little mini tin of matcha, all different flavours. Again, in the little mini tin, there's enough for two. I've got a vegan chocolate truffle one. And I've got a vegan chocolate one, which just has like the wee chocolate coins in them. That one is from Love Raw. And the truffle one is Monty Bojangles, which I've actually never heard of. Little update, let me think. This week, I have literally just been like non-stop doing house stuff. I feel like I've not had a life the last week. I've literally just been like every morning getting up early to be there for when people will be in the house, getting on with stuff that I can do. And then my mum's been helping me in the evenings, which has meant that my routine has been like completely out of whack. I haven't been getting up and going to the gym. Well, I think I only did that like twice this week. And I didn't do a single yoga class this week or go to dance. Dance was actually cancelled, but yeah, I didn't go to any of my yoga classes, which by this stage I've usually gone to at least three. And let me tell you, I'm really feeling it. Not having my normal morning routine and my normal evening routine has me feeling so out of whack and so overwhelmed as well. I feel like because I don't have that kind of calming time on both sides of the day, I'm getting more stressed, I'm getting more overwhelmed, like a lot easier. So yeah, I guess that's just really stressed the importance to me of having those things. But also I just like haven't physically been able to do those things because of other things I've had to do, so I'll get back into it next week. I feel like this week that has just happened is probably the most stressful, well, sorry, that has just happened, but also through till the end of this week, like, because this weekend is going to be a lot as well with moving all the furniture. But I feel like once that's over, that's the like craziest, most stressful week done with the whole moving process. Once that's out of the way, it'll be so much more chill and I won't be so frantic and so like have to be there every morning, have to be there every evening type of thing. I'll just be living there and I'll just be doing little bits and bobs as I go type of thing. It won't be like taking over my life in the way I feel like it has this week, because I really, really need that stability and those routines back in my life, especially coming in to the festivities and the craziness of it all, you know, the going out every weekend, the Christmas markets, I want to do like a nice little Christmas trip to Dublin or something like that, because I always like doing a London trip actually every Christmas, or if not at Christmas, then maybe once everything has settled a little bit in January. But I love like a winter London trip to go see a show, maybe go to Winter Wonderland. I don't know why I'm saying that because I've never been to Winter Wonderland. But you know what I mean? Like I do like a wintry London trip when all the lights are on and everything. It's so beautiful. But I don't think I'll be doing that this year. I think maybe Dublin is a bit more realistic, somewhere I can get the train there and back. But yeah, I feel like when all that shit is going on, like it's so important to have your moments, your downtime, your self-care habits, you know? Or I would literally just be like one big ball of overwhelmed mess. Just crying all the time, like overwhelmed tears. Do you ever get that when you're just like crying and if someone was to ask you why you were crying, you couldn't actually even tell them? Like you could maybe list a couple things, but they're very small, like they're not the type of thing that would actually make you cry. And so you actually don't want to say that because it would sound so stupid, but it's actually just an amalgamation of everything and you just get really overwhelmed and then you just cry, because I do that all the time. But yeah, I mean, house update wise, the new carpets got installed today and they look stunning. It looks so much better than the dark grey that was on them before. It's just like brightened up the whole place as well. Like it's so crazy how different it looks. The joiner's done, the painters are done. So all that's left now is over, well, sorry, not all that's left now. I feel like there's going to be still a lot to do literally for the next 6 months. But in terms of like me actually moving in, the only thing that's left is for us to move the furniture in, which we're doing this weekend. We've rented a van to do that. So yeah, it's all happened pretty fast this week. I feel like potentially next week's episode, I'll be recording from there. But upstairs is going to be a complete shit show, is what I've just come to accept. Because what I've actually realised, you can't possibly have the brain capacity to focus on like all the rooms at once. Do you know what I mean? Well, the brain capacity and the money. So I've really focused on downstairs and getting it kind of not the way I wanted to, because it's going to be nowhere near the way I wanted to, because like I haven't even thought about like sofas I actually want and stuff. I'm just literally, I've got a really horrible looking one from the previous owners and I've got some old ones from my parents and stuff. So when I say I focused on the downstairs and getting it the way I want, it's really not the way I 100% want it, like, and it won't be like that for another while. However, I focused on getting it to a point where like I can have people around and you know, I can have the girls around at Christmas and I can have a housewarming type of thing and like not worry about the downstairs looking like trash. So because I've been focusing on that, then I have completely forgotten about upstairs. The bedrooms are quite literally just going to be beds and that's it. All my clothes are going to be in clothing rails. I'll maybe have a chest of drawers that I can pinch from my parents' house. And that's literally it. It's going to be a dumping ground, but it's fine. I've come to accept it. It's grand. I can live in it. No reading update for you, unfortunately. Well, I've read a few poems, if that counts. I've been trying to make my way through the poetry book because I feel like that counts for something. But yeah, I need to get the reading socks back on to make sure I get another book in this month. Let's do Pit and Peak of the Week. Pit of this week. Oh, for fuck's sake. I think I have perioral dermatitis again, which is an absolute nightmare. If you remember this time last year, I got it. It was triggered last year by using too many actives and ruining my skin barrier. If you don't know what perioral dermatitis is, it's just like a form of dermatitis that can be caused by so many different things. Like some people find it happens when, like if you have sensitive skin, it can happen in the cold weather. And it basically is almost like a little bit of a rash kind of thing going on around your mouth. It's like this weird shadow around your mouth and chin and kind of moustache area. It's bizarre looking. And sometimes, like, it kind of flares up and down. When I come out of the shower, for example, it looks horrific. But then there'll be times in the day it literally looks like my skin is so clear. It's really, really strange. Anyway, I've caught it very early this time. Last year, I ended up having to do the 6-week course of antibiotics, which I really, really don't want to have to do again. But I only really had to do that because I didn't know what it was for ages. And so for so long, I was like using acne products and using like salicylic acid face wash and stuff like that to try and get rid of it. And it was just aggravating it more and more and more. And then eventually I worked out what it was and had to do the antibiotics. So this time I got prescribed an antibiotic cream, like a gel kind of cream that you just put on your skin in that area when you're going to bed at night. So yeah, that's a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. I'm going to say that's my pit because it's just red and you know what? It's not sore, but it actually just looks horrible sometimes and that gets me down. I'm not going to lie, it gets me down. Speaking of skin as well, I also had another mole scan this week. I had a updated mole scan, which I do every year. Do I do it every year? Yeah, we'll say I do it every year. At a place called Belfast Skin Clinic, they've got this mad technology that like photographs your whole body. You get this like full 3D image and it marks and numbers all of your moles. And then basically if you go back and get it done again, it picks up on any new ones and it picks up on any changes in your moles. And there is one that has changed quite consistent. I've had 3 scans now, like 3 mole scans. And there's one wee mole that we kind of had our eye on because it had changed when I went for the last one and it's now changed again. So I am going to get that removed. I'm not 100% sure when, probably sometime in the new year. My peak of this week, honestly, is just seeing it all come together, I think, and like opening my first bunch of flowers in my new house and putting that in the vase. There'll be loads of wee like first moments like that. That'll be lovely. Oh my god, guys, my recommendation for this week, it has to be, have I said this before, making or baking your own bagels. My boyfriend is the biggest angel in the entire world. We have already established this. And every Friday he makes the dough and lets it rise. And every Saturday he bakes fresh bagels so that you have them for Saturday breakfast, Saturday lunch, Sunday breakfast and lunch or brunch or whatever you want to have them for. They're just sitting there. Oh, it is stunning. And that is my recommendation for this week, is to make your fresh bagels, because it's honestly just so elite. And there's something about, because you can make them exactly the way you want them. Like, you can't buy the everything but bagels in the UK, or maybe you can't, like in London, I don't know. You can't in Belfast anyway. You can just get your kind of standard like Brennan's and New York Bagel Co. bagels. But see, being able to like do your own everything but bagel seasoning, or last week he did cinnamon and raisin, they were gorge, and we did poppy seeds ones another week. People keep replying to my stories every time I put them up when he's made them, asking for the recipe, and I am gonna do a little recipe video with him. I was gonna try and do it this weekend, but I'm just thinking, I feel like he's already made the dough and then he's coming to my house tonight, so I'm not going to have recorded that bit. So I'll maybe try. Oh, wait, maybe he's going to make them here. I don't know. I'll try and film it this weekend. But if I don't, I will get on to that next weekend so that you guys can start making your own bagels too. Because it's actually really easy. Like, it's only 5 ingredients. And although it sounds long, like having to leave it to rise and stuff, it's honestly so worth it. So yeah, keep an eye out for that recipe because it's life changing. Okay, let's get into this week's podcast topic. I'm going to really out myself, I've decided, on this week's episode, as if last week wasn't enough. I'm going to tell you all my guilty pleasures, and I'm not going to hold back. And then I've put up on my Instagram story a little question box to get some of your guys' guilty pleasures, so I'm going to read them out as well. When I was originally thinking of these, and I was thinking of kind of like quite basic ones, and then I was like, nah, that's not a guilty pleasure though, because I'm happy to say that, like, therefore that's not a guilty pleasure surely. And like, I was thinking of these little things and I was like, no, because if that's like pleasurable to you, you shouldn't be guilty about it. And then I started getting into it, the nitty-gritty of the guilty pleasures, and I was like, yeah, no, I wouldn't want to admit that, but here I am admitting it. Actually, they're not all like that now that I'm looking at the list. I feel like there's a mix of bad ones and fine ones. Okay, number one, I'm not embarrassed to say this. I do like a bit of Taylor Swift. However, I think if people knew to the extent of how much I listened to her, I'd maybe be a bit embarrassed. And that's not to say it's embarrassing to listen to Taylor Swift. Like, I'm not coming for the Swifties or anything. I think Taylor Swift's music is amazing. But was I happy about her being number one in my Spotify Wrapped? Only you guys are finding that out. I'm not posting that anywhere. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not embarrassed that I listen to Taylor Swift. I will hold my head high and tell everyone that I love her music, and I'll blast it in the car and I'll blast it at pre-drinks and stuff like that. But am I happy about that being number one on my Spotify Wrapped? No, I'm not. Yeah, that won't be getting shared anywhere. My next one, this again isn't really something I feel guilty about, actually, now that I think about it. Cartoon movies. But I feel like when I first meet people, like when I'm first dating someone and I tell them that, I'm like, oh, is that a bit embarrassing that I watch cartoons all the time? I genuinely am obsessed with them. And especially when I'm hungover, there is nothing like a good Disney movie when you're hungover. Oh my God. Specifically like Moana. What else is kind of, Monsters Inc. Oh, Mulan. The Lion King, those kinds of vibes. Oh my God. Honestly, up there with my favourite movies. And I would watch them like 20 times over and over again. Oh, and that brings us on actually to my next guilty pleasure. And that is rewatching films 100 times over. Does anyone else have this habit? Because every time I sit down to watch a film, I always just want to watch something I've already watched. Like, what is with that? Why do I not have it in me to watch something new? And people, when I tell people about this, they're like, oh, is that because you just like don't want to have to concentrate on it and you want to go on your phone and stuff? And I'm like, no, because I will put my phone away and fully engage and watch the movie for the whole hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it is. Like, it's nothing to do with me wanting to be able to multitask or do something else. Like, yeah, I get if you wanted to do that so that you could do other things, I get why you would stick on a movie you've already watched, but that's not why I do it. I don't know, it's a comfort thing because I know what the outcome is and I know I'm gonna enjoy it no matter what. So yeah, that's a little guilty pleasure of mine. People also think that's really fucked up, but I feel like there's a community of us out there. My next one is picking my skin. Oh, I've talked to you about my skin picking habit. It's really bad. It's really, really bad, guys. I really try and curb it as much as I can. Like, there's so many little things I do to stop it. I honestly just think I'm never gonna, that sounds so pessimistic, but I do just think I'm not ever gonna be able to stop it as long as I have that mirror in my bathroom, which is why I'm actually really looking forward to moving out and not having that mirror in my bathroom. And I'm gonna make sure that the mirror in my bathroom is not that big and not that HD and not with a light over it the way the one currently has, because there's something about having this little spotlight right over it and it being so big and so clear that just makes you see everything and therefore want to pick everything. And it's not just me that thinks that, everyone that comes to my house says it. Like, my boyfriend, all my friends that come over, they go into that room, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know I looked like that. And I'm like, no, trust me, it's just that mirror. It's honestly hellish. I should really just take it down off the walls, but it's one of those really good ones with the storage in behind it that like slides either side. So I don't really want to get rid of it, but I probably should, just to curb that habit, to be honest. Because it actually got better when I lived in Leeds and I didn't have that mirror. Don't get me wrong, I think if you're a skin picker, you're still going to have your random days here and there. Like in Leeds, I probably do it once a week, but once a week is better than six times a week. Do you know what I mean? Next guilty pleasure is picking my nose. If you say that you genuinely don't pick your nose, you're lying. I actually don't believe you for one second. You're telling me that when you can fully feel like a big rock hard booger stuck right up there and you get in from being out all day, you don't get that huge relief of picking it out of there? No, you're lying. I mean, I'm not a like incessant nose picker, like doing it at all hours of the day, and I don't eat it. I promise you, I do not eat it. If you still do that, that's fucked up. I mean, I feel like everyone does that as a kid. I still remember the taste of it as well. It's a bit salty, isn't it? But yeah, I haven't done that in, I'm gonna say, at least 15 years. But of course we'll pick it, but never in public. I would be quite mortified, I think, if I got caught doing that in public. I wouldn't even risk it. Oh my God, this next one is so bad, but right, I get really... I was speaking to my sister about this recently because she says she gets it too. I get waxy ears after a night out. Does anyone else get that? Do you ever come home, right, from a night out and you wake up the next morning and you just feel like a bit blocked up, but it's not blocked up in a way where you can't breathe. It's more like you're just congested. And something that comes with that for me is getting really waxy ears. And it's very satisfying picking that out. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. Like on a day-to-day basis, I'll just use a cotton bud after the shower. But see, after a night out, something hits different about picking it out. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry if that makes you feel ill. Okay. My next guilty pleasure is like cat things, as in... Like, for example, the other day, I bought cat bookmarks. And when I was in Lisbon, I bought, you know, like those little clips that you use on, say, like your bag of pasta after you've opened it, or your cereal bag after you've opened it, and you fold it over and put on one of those wee clips to like keep it from going stale. Like, I bought cat ones of those. I just like things with cats on them. That's a little guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I think I'd be a bit embarrassed to like give someone a little tour of all the little cat things I own, because they'd think it's crazy. But I get so much satisfaction out of, like, I don't know, putting my book down and putting in my little cat bookmark, or using my cat clips on my cereal. Or do you know what I mean? Or just seeing them when I open the drawer and stuff. Like, that just gives me a lot of satisfaction, but I don't need to go shouting about it and telling everyone about it. Next up is old cringy Disney music. For example, Camp Rock and High School Musical. Unlike the Taylor Swift music, I'm not going to be playing this in public. However, am I going to be screaming at the top of my lungs while I'm driving? 100%. Am I going to be doing both parts of the Demi Lovato, Joe Jonas duets? Yes. Am I going to sing along to Vanessa Hudgens' High School Musical bangers in the shower? Obviously, there's just something about that old school Disney music that really hits the spot. It's like that, it's like that kind of singing you want to do. You know the way Demi Lovato used to do it in Camp Rock, where she would like flick her head forward and almost like go in between her knees? You kind of want to do that to that kind of music, but you're not going to be doing that in public. Next guilty pleasure, creeping people on Instagram. Like, people I don't know as well. Like, mutuals, people I used to know, people I went to primary school with, people's families, people's boyfriends, like, random people's boyfriends, people I follow's boyfriends, people's exes, people's... I don't know, anyone and everyone, I'll creep you on Instagram. And I know a lot of people get a lot of pleasure out of doing this. Me and my friend, I'm not going to say which friend this is because she might not want you don't know. But we have a habit of when we wake up hungover together, like, you know, we'll go out together, sleep over at whoever's house, wake up the next day hungover. And, you know, when you're just kind of rotting in bed together, but you're in that delirious hangover mood where everything's really funny. And we'll just lie there like creeping people on Instagram together. And there's something so entertaining about it. Yeah. Not really that proud of that one. Okay, next up is the Kardashians. I don't feel guilty about this one, but it is one of those ones where you do get a few side eyes when you say you love the Kardashians, you know? And look, I get it. Like, I get that they're not the most, how do I say it? People can look at them and think what they do is like quite problematic and the influence they have on women and on society and our culture and everything. I do get that whole side of it, but I just do love them and I find them so entertaining. And I also just think they're also, like, people have so much to say about them and it's like, yeah, but they're also humans just living their life as well. And that's what I just think about everyone. So just take it as a pinch of salt and enjoy the Kardashians. Next guilty pleasure is putting the bread knife back without washing it. I'm sorry, that's just never happening. I'm never properly washing the knife after slicing open a bagel. Nuh-uh. Not getting out of your pajamas on a Sunday. That is like top tier guilty pleasure. I love that shit. Just completely rotting, like getting two takeaways on a Sunday. Not leaving the house. Although I say this, I haven't done that in a long time. I've been enjoying like doing more wholesome things on Sundays recently. You know, going to St. George's Market, going on nice walks, just going out for coffee. Like just little things, things that aren't going to overwhelm you or... Because I feel like, you know, on Sunday, if you've been out and then you get really tired really quickly if you go out and try and do too much. So I never try and do too much, but just like nice little things. I feel like then you come home and then you put your pajamas back on and you don't feel guilty about it because you've like done something in the morning. Okay, this one I feel like is a universal experience because who actually wants to take the bins out? No one. Literally no one. And this guilty pleasure is squishing the bin down so someone else has to empty it. You know when the bin's full and you know it's full and you know it needs taken out, but that's just not on your agenda for the day. So instead, you just push it down a little, squeeze your thing in and walk away and leave that job for someone else. I'm really sorry, Mum and Dad, if you're listening to this, but I do a lot in the house. So I just kind of consider that to not be my job. Oh, next one, bit of a controversial one, and that is drinking the juice from the carton in the family fridge. Like, if I saw someone else doing that in the family, I'd shout at them, but for me, it's okay. Oh, this is one I absolutely love to do, leaving the car with no petrol, like the car that you share with someone else. Leaving it with no petrol for them, even though they probably filled it up. I'm so sorry, Mum and Dad. I'm actually really bad for driving when it hits like reserve fuel. Like, I've driven far on reserve fuel. I think it's lying to you, to be honest, because I've actually, like, one time I had no time to stop and get petrol because I was late for where I was working, which was in Antrim, right? Which is probably about 25 minutes away from where I live. Maybe, nah, yeah, 25. Yeah, 25 minutes, we'll say. And I drove there and back on reserve tank. That's 50 minutes of driving. So I think it's lying to you. But anyway, what's my next one? Oh, this is... this is one that I know everyone does, but just saying it out loud is a little bit mortifying. Peeing in the shower? You're lying again if you say you don't do this one. I'm sorry. Like, I actually just don't believe you if you say you don't do this. Or if you genuinely don't do this... then you're a loser and you need to experience it ASAP. Because this is the thing, right? Men get to pee standing up all the time. They get to do it out in public. They do it at a urinal. They do it in a toilet. They do it in the shower. Like, they can just pee wherever the fuck they want. Like, it's so convenient for them to pee. I'm so jealous of them at festivals and stuff when they don't have to queue for toilets. We don't have that luxury. And the only time you get that freedom is when you can pee in the shower. It's so, like, it's not liberating, because that's not the right word, but it does just feel very free. I don't know. Take my word for it. If you're not a pisser in the shower, then give it a go. Okay, my last one. Right, maybe not everyone gets this, but I feel like most women do. Do you know on your nipples, right, everyone has like wee kind of body, you have body hair all over, like you have wee blonde body hairs all over your whole body, you know, back, tummy, boobs, everywhere. And then on your arms, it's a bit darker, on your legs, it's even darker. And you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of just like varying, but you have like wee tiny hairs all over your body. And so you have hairs all over your nipples, but they're only the wee blonde thin ones. But then like every now and then, and when I say every now and then, this is probably a weekly thing actually, you get just like a jet black coarse hair on your nipple out of nowhere. Maybe you'll get like two or three actually growing at the same time. And there's something so satisfying about plucking them out. Look, maybe not everyone gets this. I know I'm quite a hairy person and I have quite thick hair. I do have friends that I've spoken to about this though, and I know that they would get nipple hairs and pluck them out too. So I know I'm not alone in this. However, I feel like there's probably a lot of like natural blondes and natural fair haired people that maybe don't actually get this. So if that's you, just ignore what I just said. Okay, that's my little list of guilty pleasures. Now, let's read out some of yours. Rotting in bed. Yep. Mr. Pimple Popper. Although I'm a skin picker, I don't really like watching those videos on other people. I don't know, something weirds me out about it. Using TikTok as Google. Whoa, guilty for this one. You know what I'm also really guilty of? Being like, oh, I read somewhere that, and then like say something random and just try and pass it off as if like you're really smart and like read it in a book or a journal article or some bullshit, but it was definitely a TikTok video. That is me to a T. Large glass of wine, bath and a good book followed by a long relaxed skincare routine. Oh my god, don't be guilty about that. Jesus Christ, that is stunning. Dating reality shows, the crazier the better, but the question is, if it gives pleasure, why should we be guilty? Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Oh my god, stalking my mate's Depop liked and buying stuff I like. Oh, that's actually quite criminal, you know. I'd be fucking raging if someone was coming along stalking all my likes, buying everything I wanted, because I feel like you save things in your likes that you want to buy so you can go back to them, and then imagine your friend just keeps showing up in all the things you wanted to buy. I'd be fuming. White lies to my boyfriend, I'm in therapy and cutting down. Okay. Rewatching old Michael McIntyre shows on YouTube when I'm sad or drunk. That's a really interesting coping mechanism. You know what? It's not an unhealthy one, so you carry on doing that. Snooping through my crush's social medias until I find out their middle name. A good Instagram stalk, it itches a mental scratch. Couldn't agree more. I love those earwax removal TikToks. Oh my god, do you ever see those ones in the Turkish barbers where they put like the whole wax thing over, like all around their neck and their ears and up their noses and everything? That's really cool. I would love to see that in real life. ASMR content. Someone said Molly Mae content. I mean, I don't think you should be guilty about that. Molly Mae is a pretty wholesome person to watch. And clearly millions of people agree with that. Putting olive oil into my ears and thoroughly cleaning them to inspect the earwax. Wait, sorry, have we just leveled up cleaning your ears by using olive oil? I need to try this. Listening to my ex's Spotify playlists. Watching shitty rom-com movies. No, I rate that. I really rate that. I'm not a big rom-com person, but there's something comforting about them. The smell of earring crust. Disgusting, I know. Oh my god. You're lucky this is anonymous. That is really bad. Christmas songs. My vibrator. Doctor Who. Watching trash TV like Real Housewives. I feel like everyone is addicted to trash TV. Like, it actually really does slap these days. There's some really good reality TV shows these days. My vape. I'm so ashamed, but it's not going anywhere. Ugh, don't talk to yourself like that. You could quit if you wanted to. Maybe quit in the new year. Frankfurter hot dogs, I'm veggie. Is that your drunk snack when no one's awake? Pink fluffy handcuffs. Buying a bottle of whipped cream just to eat it from the can. Picking out ingrown hairs, so gross, I know, but literally nothing more satisfying. Nah, I don't actually think that's gross. Like, what else are you going to do with it? Let it fester and get really sore and potentially, like, get infected and everything? Nah, get that shit out of there. Napping every day, even though it ruins my sleep schedule. I do love a good nap. My mum is the queen of napping. She has a little afternoon siesta most days of the week, and I love her for that. I actually would love to have a nap every day, to be honest, but when I'm like up and at it, to then have a nap, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for my brain. Do you know what I mean? It would really throw off my day. When I do really love and appreciate a nap, though, is like, you know, if you've had a really busy Saturday, like you've been up early, maybe like exercising in the morning, socializing in the afternoon, getting some bits done, cleaning, all that jazz. And then you come home and it's like 5 o'clock and you're maybe going out at 7 or 8. I love an hour nap then to just like revive you and get you in the mood to go out. You know, like a little pre-shower. Actually, would I have it after the shower? No, I think I'd want the shower to wake me up. Yeah, like a little pre-going out nap. Oh my God, does that nap hit different? ASMR videos. You know what? I don't know if I've ever actually listened to a proper ASMR video. I feel like I've just kind of seen them come up on TikTok and stuff. I don't know that I've ever watched a full like YouTube one. Rugby lads. I feel like a lot of people have that guilty pleasure, to be honest. Wouldn't be for me though. Okay, I will leave it there for the guilty pleasures. Thank you for sending yours in. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, don't forget to give me a little 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can swipe up on Spotify and leave a little comment. It'll say, what did you think of this week's episode? Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it on your Instagram story. I've also been loving seeing you guys include the podcast in your little TikTok carousels. It's so cute. Again, thank you all so much for messaging me with your Spotify Wrapped and for tagging me in your stories. It was honestly the loveliest thing to see and makes me so happy and just reminds me of why I do this. And yeah, again, I just couldn't be any more grateful for you guys. So thank you so much. I hope you all have a gorgeous week. Happy December. Hope you're enjoying the start of the festivities. I love you guys lots and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.